There are very few mitzvahs that are similar to tefillah. Tefillah is unique in a whole bunch of different ways. And we can talk about that from now until who knows when. But one of the facets that's very unique about tefillah that doesn't have any parallel is what's called tashlumin. If you have a mitzvah that is time-bound, then you have one shot. As we would say, you're up at the plate once, labriut, and that's it. However, in the case of tefillah, we're going to give you an opportunity to make up the tefillah that you missed. Again, the opportunity is very limited. I'll give you a couple of limitations. Number one, this opportunity only applies to a shogeg, or an ones, someone who inadvertently missed tefillah. But if someone was deliberate about missing tefillah, and we have to know exactly what makes him into a mazik, he doesn't have the opportunity of tashlumin. Here's another restriction, and that is that tefillah's tashlumin gives you one ona. And we'll go into detail about this later, Mitzvah Hashem, that means the next tefillah. So for example, if somebody missed Shacharis, he doesn't have tashlumin in Ma'ariv, he only has tashlumin in Mincha. Another limitation is that tefillah's tashlumin is only meaningful, is only valid after the tefillah's chova. The sequence here is absolutely critical. I'm tempted to think, again, I'm just using the terminology that I was brought up with in the base medrash that I learned in. You need a matir. You can't just daven a tefillah's tashlumin just because you missed the tefillah. You have to attach it. You have to tag it on to a tefillah's chova. If it's linked up to a tefillah's chova, then you can daven a tefillah's tashlumin. Another limitation. Amongst the various kinds of tefillos that we have, the whole constellation, we have one unique tefillah, and there's no tashlumin. That's Musaf. Why is Musaf different than all the other tefillos? Because Musaf is a karban. All the other tefillos are established as corresponding to karbanos. Shachris will correspond to Tomet Shel Shachar, Mincha Tomet Shel Ben Arbayim, Ma'ariv to the Hekter, Pidorim, and Evarim. Fine. But they're not karbanos. Musaf is a karban. With regard to a karban, we have halacha of arzmano batal karbano. You can't tell me, well, yesterday was yontiv, today is chol, I didn't bring the karban musaf yesterday, I'm going to bring the karban musaf today. Ain't no such thing. The karban musaf is connected to the zman, and at that specific time period, and if you missed it, that's it. Now, when is the latest time for musaf? That's a machlokes between the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. But whatever it is, let's say we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's the end of the seventh hour or the beginning of the seventh hour. No karban musaf can be brought after that seventh hour. And therefore the tefillah of musaf, which is an exact replacement for the karban musaf, is we're going to apply the principle of oras mano, batal karbano. There's no possibility. And therefore, we don't have a tefillah's tashlumin for musaf. Now, where is the source in Shas for tefillah's tashlumin? As we said, no other mitzvah, which is time-bound, can allow for a makeup, only tefillah. And this is all based on the most fundamental concept in tefillah, and that's called rachmei minhu. Okay, David, are you able to hear me? I don't know. Okay, good. Okay, good. If you can't, let's make a sign language. If you can't hear me, then everybody go like this, okay? Or something like that. I don't know. Something like that. Just because, you know. Go ahead, David.
I mentioned tashlumin. Right? For musaf. Tashlumin for musaf. So we say, if you want to say tashlumin, right? So say one of them, Sheni.
Yontif Sheni is not a tashlumin. Yontif Sheni is a suffix.
Pesach Sheni.
Pesach Sheni is also not a Tashlumin. Pesach Sheni, I'll prove to you, is not a Tashlumin. because Tashlumin would only apply to a case of a Shogeg, and Pesach Sheni is an opportunity even for a Mezid. Not only that, Pesach Sheni is engendered by a certain calendar date. That's Machayev you. So that if you were a Tomei or you were Derech Rechoka on a certain calendar date, we'll call you Dalet B'Nisan, then we give you Dalet B'Iyar, and that itself is inherently, in terms of the day itself, that generates the karma. Okay, now where is the source in Shabbat? Who here in the audience is learning Daf Yomi? Is anyone here bold enough to tell me they're learning Daf Yomi? Not bad, I'm impressed. If you're learning Daf Yomi, then you might be up to Daf Chavav. Now, you're in Canada, so I don't know, they have a different system in Canada. Just kidding. In any event, if you take a look at the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Brachos, you'll see, okay, you'll see that the Mishnah tells us when on the Zmani HaTfilah, and there's a threefold machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, and in each case, Rabbi Yehuda, based on Karbanos, is going to be machmir, he's going to limit the amount of time we give you for the tefillah in the case of Shachris at Arba Shos, in the case of Mincha at Plaga Mincha, in the case of Musaf at Sheva Shos. The Gemara then quotes a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is on the first of the wide lines of the Gemara on Daf Chavavim and Aleph, and he says, Tov, a lowest palt, arvis, mispal shachris, shtayim. And the same thing, shachris, mispal mincha, shtayim. And the Gemara thinks that in the case where he forgets mincha, maybe it's too late for tefilas tashlumin, because Myriv is already a different day. And the Gemara establishes that even in the case of mincha, if Tov, a lowest palt, mincha, yispalel, arvis, shtayim, and we don't apply the principle of over zmano batel karbono. Fine, that's the basis in Shas for the halacha of tashlumin, tefilas tashlumin. Tana rabbanan. Now let's take a look at daf chavav amid beis, and the brisa says tov alo ispal mincha on erev Shabbos. Now this is very fascinating. If he omits mincha on erev Shabbos, which is a tefillah that's made up of 18 brachos, then mispal b'leil Shabbos shtayim. Now again, when we say shtayim, we mean the first one is going to be the tefillah schova, and the second is going to be a tefillah tashlumin. Now if the second arvis is tashlumin for mincha, and in mincha he omitted 18 brachos, you would anticipate that the tefillas tashlumin for a tefillas minchas chol should be 18 brachos, but it's not. Instead, he will daven a Shabbos Shmon Esrei identical to the first of his Shmon Esreis of Arvis, and it'll be comprised of only 7 brachos. From this, I derive the following conclusion. If you're a little bit of a brisker, you'll appreciate what I want to say. There's something called a cheftza shel tefillah. And tashlumin means I have to replace my tefillah with a cheftza shel tefillah. It doesn't matter how many brachos, as long as it's a valid cheftza shel tefillah, and on Shabbos, the cheftza shel tefillah is made up of 7 brachos, which means you have shalosh rishonos, which is called shevach, we have shalosh achronos called hodoya, and the middle brachos is called kedusha sayom. It's fascinating, by the way, that sometimes the kedusha sayom is integrated into a different bracha, and for that we'll have to get a sugya later on about Rosh Hashanah. But nevertheless, Shabbos is a cheftza shel tefillah, and therefore the Braisa tells me that he's mekayim his tefillas tashlumin with a Shabbos tefillah to replace his chol tefillah. Tov lo ispal mincha b'Shabbos. Now he was only obligated in a tefillah of 7 brachos. Is mispal motzoi Shabbos shtayim, and both of them are shel chol. So he's going to replace an omitted tefillah of 7 brachos with a tefillah of 18 brachos. And then the Gemara goes on to analyze the following question. Which of the two will be Havdalah? In Atachon and Tanu, we add Havdalah, Atachoni Lodam Das. And which one of the two tefillahs? In other words, again, one of them is a Tashlumin for Shabbos. And the other one is a tefillas chova for Myriv. So of course, you can already anticipate that the first one of the two will receive the Havdalah. And then we could ask a question, well, what happens in the following three scenarios? Scenario number one, mistakenly, he recited Havdalah in the second tefillah. And when I say mistakenly, he probably made a mistake because he thought, well, the second tefillah is replacing the Shabbos tefillah. That's where we should be Mavdil. And the first one, he left out Havdalah. Then we could ask another question. What happens if he left out Havdalah in both tefillahs? And then the third question is, what happened if he recited Havdalah in both tefillahs? So the Gemara says the following: Mavdil b'rishona, v'eino mavdil b'shnia. Okay, the first tefillah is the chova of Ma'ariv for Motzi Shabbos. It's a tefillah chol, but it requires havdalah. Now hivdil b'shnia, v'lo hivdil b'rishona. Now we're gonna nullify the first tefillah because he omitted havdalah. Ishniya also la, Rishona lo also la. The Gemara assumes at this point that the reason why Rishona lo also la is because he omitted Havdalah. Havdalah is an absolute requirement. It's like a case of somebody who omitted Yalav v'yavo, or he omitted Ritzei in benching, various cases where B'chol yom v'yom teilo mi'ein b'rchosav, that there are additions to the tefillah of 18 brachos, and in this case we add to the tefillah of 18 brachos the Havdalah. He left out Havdalah. So the Neimar, should we say, the Kevah de lo Avdil, Kamaisa, is Kamad de lo Tzoli Domi, Umadrinale. And then the Gemara quotes a Braisa that there are various Askaras that are absolutely critical, like for example, Masha Baruch Mardagoshem, or for example, the same Talamot Livracha. And if you miss up on that, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But there are other Hosafos, other Azkaros, which are not critical. And the first one on the list is Havdalah B'choni Nadas. It's therefore, if he leaves out Havdalah B'choni Nadas, Ein Matz Zirno So, Mishum, Mipnei She'yachol Yom Ralakos. Fine. The Gemara gives an explanation why Havdalah is not critical. It's not indispensable. It is dispensable. Again, he should have said Havdalah, he didn't. But why do you tell me, therefore, in the Braisa, that if he recited Havdalah in the second Shmon Esrei, that his first Shmon Esrei is meaningless? Just because he left out Havdalah? Kasha. Ah, Kasha. But not Tiyuvta. So the Rishonim say that this is based on various sugyas in Shas, that there's a difference between Kasha and Tiyuvta. Kasha is meant to tickle your brain, meaning come up with an answer, whereas Tiyuvta means forget it. TKO, as we call it in boxing. You're out of the ballpark. It's very strange because in the Masechta Brachos, over and over again, the Gemara says Tiyuvta on so-and-so, and then the Gemara in the next line says Halachic is so-and-so. Very difficult. but here it's a Kasha. So Rabosai, the Rishonim, give the following answer. Now, there are two ways of saying this answer, but they both really come down to the same thing. When he omits Havdalah in his first Shmon Esrei, this is not a classic case of omitting an Azkara, but rather, this is what we call a Kviyas HaTfilah. His omission is going to demonstrate that he's being koveya this tefillah as a tefillas tashlumin, not as a tefillas chova. And how do I know this? Because the second tefillah he davened as a tefillas chova, meaning in a tefillas chova of Arvus Motzi Shabbos, you have to add Havdalah. He added Havdalah to the second tefillah. He is now established, he has now determined or set up his second tefillah as a tefillah schova. Now, you might say the following. Okay, he wanted the second tefillah to be a tefillah schova, but he mistakenly established the first tefillah as a tefillah tashlumin. Vos artmir? So what? Let him start with the Tefillas Tashlumin. He's so eager to be Mashlim his Tefillah that he started with the Tefillas Tashlumin. And the answer is name. There's a requirement of Chova first. And if you don't recite the Tefillas Chovah first, and you start with the Tefillas Tashlumin, you are makdim the Tashlumin to the Chovah, lo yotzi yedei Chovasa. And it's very fascinating, because at the outset we said that there's something called a Chepta Shel Tefillah. And the Chepta Shel Tefillah can allow for a lot of flexibility. You know, it's a tefillah, seven brachas, a tefillah, 18 brachas. You can exchange every bliss and that and everything. And all you need in tashlum is a cheftza shel tefillah. But there's one precondition. The cheftza shel tefillah as a tashlumin has to latch on. You know, like you hold on to the apron strings, you know, to the cape of the one who's jumping before you, to the tefillah schova. Without the tefillah schova, there's no tefillas tashlumin. He started with a sequence in which his first Shmoneh Esrei would be a tefillas tashlumin, and that he can't do. The second Shmoneh Esrei is fine. The second Shmoneh Esrei is a tefillas chova. And he proves it. He demonstrates it. He added Havdalah to the second tefillah. But the first tefillah, where he omitted Havdalah, apparently he was koveya that first tefillah as a tefillas tashlumin, and that's a no-no. He's going to have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei, which will be a tefillas tashlumin after his tefillah with Havdalah, meaning the second one. Now, I don't understand exactly whether we're doing a psychological analysis of his brain set. You know, what did he think in his mind? Maybe the guy's a total ignoramus. He doesn't know beans. They told him he has to daven two Shmoneh Esreis. He heard part of the shir. He heard them say, again, in Daf Yomi, this would never happen because you can't hear part of a shir in Daf Yomi. That's impossible. But he heard them say that he needs a tefillas tashlumin. But he didn't realize that the tefillas tashlumin has to be the second tefillin sequence. So therefore, he thought that he could be koveya the tefillas tashlumin first before the tefillas chova. Okay, that is psychological. I don't believe for one moment it's psychological, because even if he would convince me, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he wanted the first tefillah to be a tefillas chova, but he just omitted, he forgot he was in a rush, and he forgot to recite Havdalah, the din wouldn't change. We don't make a psychological study over here. Now, therefore, if let's say I give you a different scenario in which he omitted Havdalah in both tefillahs. Now we ask him, oh, well, which tefillah do you want? Is the tefillah tashlumin? So he's going to tell you, I meant the first one should be a tefillah. No, he was yotze. In other words, we're not looking at it on a subjective, what we call, find my philosophical background here, we're not talking about phenomenology here. We're talking about objective halacha. And in objective terms, both tefillahs are the same. If both tefillahs are the same, whether it is that he recited Havdalah in both tefillahs, he left out Havdalah in both tefillahs, he'll be yotze, and he doesn't need a third Shmoneh Esrei. And it has nothing to do with psychology. It has to do with being koveya the tefillah. The tefillah could be koveya itself, unless he messes up. If he messes up by changing the matbeah shel tefillah, in other words, he added Havdalah to second tefillah, omitting it in the first, then by definition, the contrast between the two tefillahs sets up the first tefillah as tashlumin, and the second one is tefillah schova. And that he can't do. He cannot be yotze in the reverse. Now, Rabosa, I have a question for you. Could I ask a question?
First, I just want to get...
Yeah, you ask your question first, Joe, and then I'll ask my question. Is that okay?
I just want a clarification.
Does anybody know where I am now? Am I in Katamon?
What?
Am I in Katamon?
Yeah, no, you're not.
So where am I?
I'll
give you a hint, it's on a mountain. Where am I? You guessed it, I'm in Har Nof. Why am I in Har Nof? Because of you Canadians. Because as soon as I finish this year, I'm on my way to a chasana. Anyway, Joe, what did you want to say?
So I just want to clarify. So if he did not say it by either, he didn't say Havdalah by either, okay? We count the first one
as a tefillah schova.
One is something, the other one is nothing, and he cannot even say a third Shema Esrei.
Oh, wait, you're wrong. No, he's Yotze Bov.
He's Yotze Bov. Correct.
He did not say Atokain Antanu in either of them.
Correct.
He
was Yotze Bov.
He's Yotze with both?
With both, and you know why? Because the tefillah is Koveh itself. In other words, there are objective halachas here. And objectively, if he doesn't mess up and change the matbeah shel tefillah, then the first tefillah that he davens is a tefillah schov and the second tashlumen, and that's fine. It's only when he changes the matbeah by adding atach, by adding avdola in the second tefillah, then he's koveah the first tefillah as a tefillah tashlumen and the second one is a tefillah schov. But in terms of the first Shmoneh Esrei would actually be a tefillah schovah, he would be Yotzi Zion in a valid way if we're left on its own. He omitted Avdolah, but the answer is that Avdolah is not a critical part of Shmoneh Esrei. So we can accept the Shmoneh Esrei as a tefillah schovah, even in the absence, even in the omission of Avdolah, unless we have an indication that the first tefillah was a tefillas tashlumen. Now, what indication do I have? So I'm telling you, it's not a psychological inclination. It's not we're going to knock on his door and say to me, Rabbi Yid, what did you have in mind in the first Shmoneh Esrei? He's going to say to you, I had in mind tefillas tashlumen. Maybe he'll say in mind I had a tefillas ma'ariv. I don't know what he'll say. We're not interested in that. We're interested in the two tefillos and whether we can set up these tefillos as number one, chova, and number two, tashlumen in that sequence. And we could do that unless the matbeah shel tefillah reflects the fact that the first one was davened as a tefillas tashlumen and the second one as a tefillas chovah. Then we're in trouble, because then we cannot accept the tefillas tashlumen, because as I said before, the tefillas tashlumen needs a matir, it needs to be linked up with a tefillas chovah. But Rabosai, here I want to ask you a question. Is it okay if I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, if you say no, I'll ask you anyway. So it doesn't matter. Here's the question I want to ask you. We paskin halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tefillah like Rabbi Yehuda as far as Shacharis is concerned. The latest time for Shacharis is the end of the fourth hour. Now, between Shacharis and midday, we'll call it Chatzos, in a perfect day, I'm not talking about Shol Zmanios, is 2 hours. So we have the end of the 4 to the end of the 6th, and we have 2 hours. What happens if a person did not daven Shacharis until after the 4th hour? What do I mean until after the 4th hour? He comes in front of the Rav, and he says to him, Rebbe, what should I do? It's already into the 5th hour, it's already the beginning of the 6th hour, whatever it might be, and I haven't davened Shacharis yet. Now it's interesting. If he missed Shacharis, then he's chayav in Tefillas Tashlumen. But Tefillas Tashlumen, as we said over and over again, based on this sugi, requires a matir. What's the matir? Tefillas Chova. Well, it's too late for a Tefillas Chova, or it's too early for a Tefillas Chova. We're in a bind, because we want a Shah. As far as davening Shacharis is concerned, he can't daven Shacharis. Why? Because it's after the 4th hour. So he's up to Tashlumen for Shacharis. Well, Tashlumen needs a Tefillas Chova as a matir. The Tefillas Chova is only going to come 2 hours down the line. So in this case, the Rav is going to tell him, you better wait 2 hours. Why? And actually it's more than 2 hours, because it's 6.5 hours. You have to wait until Mincha. And only after you daven Mincha, then after you fulfill Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basodeh, then you can add your Tashlumen. The Rambam says, nein. The Rambam says he should daven Shmoneh Esrei during that 2 hour period. And the Rambam says, Schar Mitzvah Bizmano Lo Yikabel, but Schar Tfilah Shacharis Yikabel. In other words, the Rambam says, correct. So I'm just saying the Rambam goes out of his way to point out that he has a tefillah Shacharis, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the latest time for Shacharis is the end of the 4th hour, and between 4 and 6 the Rambam says he could have a tefillah Shacharis. He will not get the Kiyum HaMitzvah and the Schar of tefillah Bizmana, but he has a tefillah Shacharis. What does he mean that he has a tefillah Shacharis? So one possibility is to say that the Rambam means he has a tefillas tashlumin for Shachris, but that's really odd. Because if he has a tefillas tashlumin, then here's a case of what I call Yotzei Dofen, an exception to that general rule that a tefillas tashlumin can only come on the heels of a tefillas chovah. There's no tefillas chovah here. Maybe the Rambam is saying that there's something called a tefillas shachris, but it's shalom bismano. Fascinating. We have now three categories of tefillos. We have a tefillah shalom bismano, which is tashlumin. We have a tefillah bismano, that's lechatfila, the ideal way. And now we have something in between. It's like a twilight zone. And what is it? On the one end, it's not a tefillah bismano. The Rambam says that he missed the fourth hour. He's not going to get scars for tefillah bismano. On the other hand, the Rambam calls it tefillah shachris. And by calling it a tefillah shachris, the indication is that he's not davening a tefillah tashlumin. And I'd be very happy if that's the pshat in the Rambam, because I don't think there could be a tefillah tashlumin without a tefillah chovah. So the Rambam calls it a tefillah shachris. Now, how could it be a tefillah shachris if it's over zmano? Chazal organized three tefillos, each one with its own zmanim, and the whole first half of chapter 4 in Brachos is all dedicated to work out the zmanim with the machlokas and over again between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim. And now the Rambam is saying that the latest time for chakras, the zman chakras, terminates at the end of the fourth hour. So how can you call this a tefillah chakras? And it sounds like the Rambam is saying that there's a halach of shachar, and shachar extends throughout the morning, like the Rabbanan Shita, but we don't pass it like the Rabbanan, but we'll accept one point of the Rabbanan, and that is that there's shachar up until chatzos, until midday. It's shachar. It's not tefillah bismana, but it's still called shachar, and the tefillah is a tefillah of shachar. I would ask you the following question, Rabbosai. What happens if he didn't daven during the first 4 hours shachris? B'mezit. Well, there's no tashlumin for amazing. So the Rambam says he can still daven shachris. Why? Because tefillah between the fourth and the sixth hour is not tashlumin. It's a tefillah shachris. It's not bismana, but it's nevertheless it's a tefillah shachris. And it's not tashlumin. If it were tashlumin, he'd have to wait till mincha. If it was tashlumin, he's amazed. He has no possibility of availing himself of tashlumin. But the answer is, the Rambam says it's a tefillah shachris. And I'm telling you over and over again that these concepts are so unique to tefillah. For example, if you learn the Gemara back on Daf Chav, the Gemara says that a woman is obligated in tefillah. So the Gemara says pshita, and again there are different girsos, but according to Tosfos Girsa, the Gemara thinks it's pshita because tefillah is a mitzvah seishal lavas man grov. So the Gemara says no. The pasuk says erev vokav tzorayim. And that makes it into a mitzvah seishas man grom. So the Mishnah is mechadish to me that a woman is obligated in tefillah. And here we have a tremendous controversy. What does it mean? Is the Shagas Aryeh understands? Don't tell this publicly because you'll get in trouble with a lot of women. Although there'll be a whole bunch of women that'll applaud you. That a woman is obligated in all three tefillahs. And the Kamashmalan is that despite the fact that tefillah is a mitzvah seishas man groma erev avokav tzorayim, nevertheless afal pichein for desvegin women are obligated. That's the shita of the Shagas Aryeh. And in our contemporary life, if a woman davens mayriv, I'm not talking about she davens shachris and mincha. That's pretty impressive. But this woman davens mayriv, not only shachris and mincha. So tell her, I don't know if she'll be impressed, that she's a Shagas Aryeh Yidna. Because that's what the Shagas Aryeh holds. Other Rishonim, way before the Shagas Aryeh, they say no. A woman, and the Magen Avraham makes a big deal about this, has to daven once a day. What does she daven once a day? Any bakasha whatsoever. She wakes up in the morning, and she's she's 11 and a half years old and she wants to get a new garment for her bat mitzvah. So she prays to Hashem, God, make sure that my parents have enough money to buy me a new dress for my bat mitzvah. And she's Yotzei, according to Magen Avraham, her chiyuv. Anything beyond that is just optional and voluntary. Why? Because we go back to what's called, Again, according to the Rambam, Tefillah Doraisa. Tefillah Doraisa is not a mitzvah seish hazman grama. It has no time limitation. It has no nusach. It has no regulations. And therefore, she just has to recite one bakasha during the course of the day. Now, why the day itself is mechayev a bakasha each day, I don't know. That has to be understood. And it's enough that she has one bakasha a day, azoy zakti magen Avram. And the Shagasari says, no, the Kamashmal is not that she's obligated in Tefillah Doraisa, and that Erev Avoka V'Tzorayim is only Durabbanon, and that makes a mitzvah seishas man groma as far as Tefillah Durabbanon. No, there's mitzvah Tefillah Doraisa, and it has no time, and therefore she's obligated to feel the Doraisa. Anything beyond that is optional. That's the Mogen Avraham. The Shagasari says, no, the Kamashmalan is that even though this mitzvah is a mitzvah seishas man groma, women are obligated. Erev Avoka V'Tzorayim three times a day. How does the Gemara explain why a woman is obligated in tefillah? And the Gemara answers, tefillah rachmeininu. We'll see it again right here at the beginning of the fourth parak. Tefillah rachmeininu. Why did the Torah, why did the Halacha give us an option of a tefillah tashlumin? The Gemara says, because tefillah rachmeininu. It's rachmanis, it's compassion. We need divine compassion. And if we didn't daven this morning, we have to avail ourselves, again, if we were shogigim, onsim, anusim, we have to avail ourselves of tefillah rachmeininu. And we're going to add a tefillah tashlumin. And in case of a woman, she needs compassion no less than a man needs compassion, and therefore she's obligated in tefillah. But here I want to share with you a kasha of Reb Chaim, and I don't know the answer. If you know the answer, please tell me, because this kasha gets me so upset. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam holds that tefillah doraisa requires three elements: shevach, bakasha, and Odoya. And that's how the Rambam opens up Hilchos Tefillah. And he quotes the Pasuk of Avadis Hashem Shekemeh Zavodish Ablev Zui Tefillah. And therefore, if you're telling me that a woman is obligated in Tefillah Doraisa, the Mogen Avraham says, how can he then turn around and say all she needs is one bakasha, God send me a new dress, and then she's Yotze? What about Shevach? What about Hodoya? And the Rambam requires this in a certain sequence. It's got to be A, B, and C. And that's a Tefillah Doraisa. Your Bakosh has to be sandwiched between Shevach and Odoya. How can the Mogen Avraham therefore say that it's enough that she asks for any simple Bakosh? This, I don't understand. If anybody has an answer to that kasha, it's Reb Chaim's kasha. As the Israelis say, Hayiti Makir Toda. I really owe you a debt of gratitude. Okay. Now, let's talk about Musa for a minute. Yeah.
You could say that you take it for granted that she has to do the Shevach and Hodoya. In other words, the idea is that her Bakasha in the middle doesn't have to be the Matbea Shetobo Chachamim, but the Hodoya and that goes without saying that you have to do that.
But Bobby, you can say your own opinion, and that's, and I certainly, Reb Chaim would certainly applaud your opinion, but that's not what it says in the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham was like a Rishon. I mean, I myself heard my Rebbe give 2 hours shiur on a Mogen Avraham that was two lines long in Hilchos Tainios. And he never did that for Achronim. If you show him a sefer from the Panovich Yeshiva, he'll look at it for a minute and he'll say, I don't know what he's talking about. That's it. He won't rack his brains. The Mogen Avraham says that all a woman has to do to fulfill her obligation is just whatever Bakosha comes to mind, that's what she should say. And there's no requirement in the Mogen Avraham for any Shevach, for any Odoya. You want to tell me that's a big chiddush that she can have a Bakosha which is not Kimat Be'ashek Tov Chom? That's a wonderful sheet. And Reb Chaim, as I said, would be very inclined towards that sheet. But that's not the Mogen Avraham. Okay, let me go on. How are we doing on the clock? We're not doing too badly. I want to share with you Tosfos on the first page that you have, Divrei Maschil Iboilehu. And Tosfos here presents the following thesis: Lo boyim tov lo ispal tefilas musaf. In other words, there's no possibility of a tefilas tashlumin for musaf. Dehech yikras hakarbonos kfar over zman musaf. You cannot replace the karbonos with a tefila after zman musaf. Then he says that the takon of sheva brachas of musaf is nshalma parim svasena, means the heft of the tefila is to replace the carbon musaf, and therefore we definitely would apply the principle of orazmano batal carbono. In shar tefilos we have rachmininu, and therefore we can apply the principle of Rabbi Yochanan v'alavai shi yispal odom kol yom kulo v'ein kan orazmano b'tefila acheres. And again, you know, we're going to have to really analyze carefully what is the relationship between tefilas tashlumin and a tefilas nedava, because this statement that halavai shispal odom kol yom kulo, that's a reference, an allusion to tefilas nedava. I don't know if there's any, again, that would be a discussion on itself. If there's any common link between tefilas tashlumin and tefilas nedava, ayin shom, that's another subject now for us today. And the Rashba, which you'll see on the flip side of your page or on page 2, the Rashba says another reason: kol tefila shehi nosefes machmas mi oras hayom, any tefila which is recited because of the special nature of that day, ein roi lashlima biyom acher, it doesn't make sense to offer a bimkom, a makeup tefillah to replace the first one if it's a different day, shekvar ovar mi'oras hayom. So when the tefillah is justified simply by the ma'oras hayom, by what happened on that day, then you have to daven on that day. But to daven ma'ariv after yontif for hashlama, for musaf, that doesn't make sense. Then the Rashba goes on, uli olam mashlim hu b'tefillah smuchala, Abel Tov lo ispal shachris eino mispal arvish shtayim, v'chein ta mincha lo ispal mincha lo ispal shachris shtayim. So you can't fulfill your chiyuv of tashlumin two onos later on, only on the very next ono. V'yesh mefarshim dehu atam v'hu adin v'hu atam v'chein nire. In other words, the halacha of will give you an opportunity, again, if it's not Meina Ma'ora, to add another tefillah, that's within the framework of a tefillah schova that comes immediately after. So we're going to tell you, daven your tefillah schova and be mashlim with a tefillah tashlumin for your original tefillah. By the way, I said to you before that there's no other mitzvah in the Torah that has tashlumin. Let me correct myself, because there is another mitzvah in the Torah that has tashlumin, and that is the case of what's called Karbanos HaMoed, that if he didn't bring the carbon at the beginning of Yontif when he was obligated to, we'll give him up until the end of Yontif for Tashlumin. And again, there's a great deal of discussion here between the Minchas, Tzlach, the Nod of Yehuda, and the Minchas Chinuch about the nature of Tashlumin in the case of Shalmei Simcha. Hainu dafka bizman tefila, lefi shekeven shu zman tefila v'u osuk b'tefila is chozer mashlim mashita b'tefilosav. So he's involved in zman tefila. Now we're going to give him an extension of the zman tefila from the original tefila that he missed, and therefore he can do a tefilas tashlumin. Now we look at Rabbeinu Yonah on page 2, and this you'll see in the middle of page 2, and Rabbeinu Yonah says the following: this machlokes, is there tashlumin when he missed two tefilos? So again, that's not exactly the question that the Rashba was facing. The Rashba was facing a question where he omitted shachris, he davened mincha, now he's davening ma'ariv. Can he daven a hashlama for shachris? The Rabbeinu Yonah is addressing a different situation. He missed both Shachris and Mincha, or he missed Arvis and Shachris. Can he daven two tefillos of Tashlumin? So it means that if he missed both Mincha and Ma'ariv, then in the morning, can he daven three tefillos, tefillas Chov of Shachris, plus tefillas Tashlumin for Ma'ariv, plus tefillas Tashlumin for Mincha? And first Rabbeinu Yonah, if you'll see, he quotes the Rabboni Sarfas, and they say, Ein Tashlumin Mo'ilin El Tfila Achas. You know, you get one ticket, that's all. You don't get two tickets at the same time. So you can be mashlim the previous owner's tefillah, but not two owners, even though there were two consecutive skippings. And then he says, V'yesh Omrim, then he quotes another opinion, and he says, Imtah, just one second, let me just read it inside. Yesh Mefarsha, Afilu lo espal tefillos harbe, Lekulam yesh lahem tashlumin. That even if he missed more than one tefillah, and even if he missed multiple tefillos, he can say tashlumin. So I'm just thinking to myself, if a man was in jail, or let's say he was chas shalom very sick, how many tefillos is he going to daven when he gets better? Hey, Momen Shemisha, Yatofus. Tofus means he was incarcerated. Chole, Yotzev, Beis Asur, Nisrape. She is called Kolat Tefillos Shehifsit. You know, I'm wondering how.
Yechiel asked the different question in Shir. In Shir, Yechiel asked the question, what happens to a Baal Tshuva?
Yeah, and
He never davened ever.
Right, I was going to ask. I was going to ask a different question, Yechiel. I was going to ask the following question. What happens when the Mikdash shall be restored and a person is chayav, you know, X number of karbanos? He was chayav a karban shlomim because he was one of the, karban toda. Let's say he's chayav a karban for being matar himself from various tumas during the course of his life. And let's say, for example, he has a chiyuv of a chatos, he violated a chiyuv kares, b'shogeg, and he did this multiple times. How many karbanos do we expect him to bring when the mikdash is, and it's going to be like an overflow? You know, it pays to invest in animals. You know, because by the law of supply and demand, you know, we're going to be really buying animals here. Anyway, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this Yesh Mefarshim and Hagos Maimonides in Hilchas Tefillah Per Gimel quotes Rabbeinu Simcha Shem Tov Lo Espal Achas Min HaTefillos V'Nizkar Afilu Achar 11 Yomim Mistavrish Mashlima. In other words, 11 days passed and since he missed that tefillah. I'm not sure why he mentions the number 11. He says Kevan She'ein Bo Mishum Ovar Yomo Mali l'mocher, mali l'achar, asor yomim. So in other words, he remembers after 11 days, and he can daven a tefillas tashlumin for a tefillah that he missed 11 days earlier. So again, we have a multiple, a vast collection of different issues and different shailos that come up with regard to tefillas tashlumin. We asked the question about that period of time between the 4th hour and the 6th hour. There's another question about whether or not, if you miss two tefillos consecutively, can you recite on the next ono three tefillos? And we asked the question, is it possible that if you missed a whole bunch of tefillos, that you would be mispalel that number of tefillos as tashlumin? If you remembered only 11 days later, can you be mispalel tefillos tashlumin for that which you omitted 11 days earlier? At the end of the day, after Ben Yonah presents the Yesh Omrim, he himself agrees with the Chachmei Tzarfas, and the Rambam also accepts the Shita of the Chachmei Tzarfas, Tov alo ispala lo tefila zu, utfila asmucha lo eno mashlim elach ronim bilvad. The Rambam only allows you to be mashlim in the tefila asmucha. You cannot create a tefilas tashlumin for tefilos that came before the last Ona. You cannot daven more than one tefillas tashlumin at any time, and it's got to be in the ona hasmucha. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you'll see on page 3 in Siman Kuf Ches. The Raivin writes the following asog. He says, "Im rotzel lahashlim, yashlim." If he missed two tefillos consecutively, the ball is in his court. He has the option of being mispalel tefillos hashlom even for two onos ago. Al niskar b'smuchalo, but his real obligation primarily is in the onas smucha. So if he didn't remember until he got to the, he jumped to the third onas, so to speak, then he has the option of voluntarily offering another tefillah for two onos ago. But if on the other hand he remembered in the onas smucha and he did not daven a tefillas tashlumin, now he wants to daven a tefillas tashlumin b'muflag, in other words, when it's separated by two onos, ain't no mashlim. In other words, the Ravid holds that we can offer you a possibility of setting up a tefillas tashlumin for two onos earlier b'muflag, but that's only because you were not aware of your primary chiyuv in the onas smuch. If you were aware of that, then we're not going to give you an option. We only gave you that one option. So basically, according to the Ravid, your first option and your only option is when you remind yourself that you had forgotten the tefillah. I don't care if you reminded yourself b'muflag when more than one owner has passed, but nevertheless, it's the first time you reminded yourself, and that owner, when you reminded yourself, that generates a chiyuv of tashlumin. However, if you reminded yourself in one ona, in one period of Zman, and you did not avail yourself of the opportunity of Tfilas Tashlumin, then it's too late. So the Ravid disagrees.
You're amazed at that. You're amazed on that. That's why you also can't do it.
Could be. I'm not sure if he's saying, when he says Lo Hishlim, I'm not sure if he means b'mezid, or even in the case of Shogeg, but since he reminded himself, the very yediyas hashmata, the very fact that he knows that he omitted that tefillah, that generates a chiyuv, and that freezes that chiyuv into that ona. Now I just want to end with the following discussion, which opens up a whole new area of study within the context of tefillas tashlumin, and you'll see this on page 2, in the Chidushei Hatzlach. Do you see the Chidushei Hatzlach on the top left of page 2? The Tzlach wants to know, how do you define tefillas tashlumin? Is it identical? It's literally a clone, a replacement for the tefillah that he omitted, or is it a whole new kind of a tefillah? Remember, I asked you before, is there any connection between tefillah of tashlumin and tefillas nedava? This would really be a reflection of what the Tzlach is vacillating on. According to the Tzlach, it's very possible that tefillas tashlumin is not a replacement for the original tefillah that he forgot, but he calls it a tefillah cheres. So here's the case of the Tzlach. He didn't daven mincha, and he's now davening tashlumin. What is the nature of his tefillas tashlumin? Is it mincha or is it ma'ariv? And here's where the nafkamina comes to the fore. If shachach v'lo ispalel mincha, shemispalel shtayim arvis, he says the following. We paskin, like the mandiomer that holds tefillas arvis reshus. Again, that's a gigantic machlokus in the Gemara itself, and that caused a tremendous rift, if you know the history of it, between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. But we accept the sheet that Rabbi Yeshua and even Rabbi Gamliel at the end was on board, that Tfilas Arvis is Reshus. Now, if he's up to Meiriv, and now he wants to daven at Tfilas Tashlumin for Mincha because he had left Mincha, then you might say the following, that we only daven tefillas tashlumin second, and not first, as we discussed at great length on Chavav Amid Beis. But here in the case of Arvis, because we paskin that tefillas Arvis reshus, there's a certain maila, a certain superior status to mincha, because mincha is a tefillas chov, and a chov always comes before tefillas reshus. On the other hand, ma'ariv, even if it's reshus, has a certain maila, because it's bismana. And now he wants to be mashlim his tefillas mincha. If we assume that tefillas mincha in tashlumin is a tefillas mincha, then we might suggest that he daven his tefillas tashlumin first and his ma'ariv b'tors bismana second, because chova comes adif al rishus. But if on the other hand we're going to define tefillas tashlumin as a separate entity, it is not a replacement of the original tefillah, then it doesn't have the status of mincha in this case, correct? Because even though he forgot mincha, he's being mashlim, it doesn't have the status of mincha. And therefore, the status of tefillas tashlumin is no greater than the status of ma'ariv, because it's not mincha. You know, you can't call it a tefillas chova in its very essence, even though, again, he has to replace the tefillah that he omitted, but this replacement is not a tefillas mincha. So if it's not a tefillas mincha, it doesn't have that adifus of being a chova in comparison to contrast with ma'ariv, which is a tefillas rishus. And therefore, in that case, we should daven ma'ariv first, because ma'ariv is bismana. And even though it's rishus, but it has the ma'ariv of bismana. So you see that tefillas tashlumin might be a replacement, it might not be. It's definitely considered a tefillas chova in the sense that, you know, he's obligated to do this, but is he obligated to do it because he just has to, as we said before, tefillah rachmin, to create this generic kind of tefillah, and that generic kind of tefillah does not have the maila that mincha or shachris would have, and therefore we might give adifus to ma'ariv, even though it's a rishus, insofar as it's tefillah bismana. But the final conclusion of the tzlach, that's the Nod Biyuda, is that even though tefillas arvis is bismana, nevertheless, the tefillah of tashlumin is a tefillas chova. However, it's a tefillas chova, but it's not necessarily an exact replacement of the tefillah that he omitted. And that's the entire machlokas here between the Tzlach and the Rashash. We'll just finish up by mentioning that the Rashash, which you'll see here, right below the Tzlach, he writes that as far as Shachak v'lo espal mincha, mispal arvishtayim, he says, Tfilas tashlumin eino rishus, d'lo adifa mitfila b'shaita, v'sa'ad loze, me'od baskim shulchan aruch, d'v'shosh lo igia adayin zman tfilas mucha lo yashlim. So the Rashash insists that tfilas tashlumin is not a replacement for mincha, just that Chazal gave us an opportunity to fulfill our chiyuv of tefillos by davening a different kind of tefillah, tefillah cheres. And if he didn't daven mincha, then he's davening tefillah tashlumin as a replacement, but it's not a replacement, it's just a payoff. He's only paying his debt to have that number of tefillos. But therefore, it has the same status as a tefillas rishus, because it's a tefillah cheres and it's not a replacement for mincha. It doesn't have the status of mincha. And therefore, he says that certainly there's no doubt that tefillas arvis, insofar as it's tefillah bismana, will take precedence over tefillas mincha. So l'maisa, I think, as far as I remember, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, I didn't get a chance to research that in such a case he should daven ma'ariv first, and then he should be mashlim tefillas mincha, and that reflects the shita of the Rashash, that the tefillah of tashlumin is not mamish, is not the same as the mincha that he forgot. It doesn't have the status of a tefillah which is inherently, by its very essence, a tefillah chova. And ma'ariv will get precedence insofar as it's bismana against the tzlach, because the tzlach understood that tashlumin means it's an exact duplicate, a replacement of the original tefillah, and that gives it the status of a tefillah chova, and therefore it should take precedence over Tfilas Arvis, because we pass in the Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Questions?
Does anybody say, Rabbi, that Eretz Yisrael is so holy on this topic because when you're checking out of the supermarket, they want to make sure that you've done all your davening, they say, Tashlumi.
Very good. Excellent. You know, you remind me, Yechiel, yesterday somebody said to me, Happy Tu B'Shvat. So I said, what do you mean Happy Tu B'Shvat? It's the second day in Shvat, it's not Tu B'Shvat. He says, Tu B'Shvat. Okay, anyway.
Right.
Does anybody suggest that the concept of marav being rishus doesn't mean that it's a rishus per se, but in other words, the Gemara likens it to the Haktoras Emurim, which is a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv. So in other words, the idea that marav is really a mitzvah, but in other words, it's like a mitzvah that, you know, you don't have to do it, but you know, it's a nice thing to do. You know, you're becoming a mitzvah.
Yeah, it's what you call. Do you ever hear Bobby in the yeshivas? They use a phrase, not in this context, but a mitzvah kiyumis.
Yeah, mitzvah kiyumis. Yeah. In other words, so then you could say that marav, when you're davening the marav, it's a chiyuv. It's not a rishus per se, like you think of a rishus. It's a chiyuv. It's just that it's not makiv. If you don't daven it, to say that it's a rishus per se, that doesn't, because if it's really a rishus, then why are you doing a tashlumin?
Right. The reason why we do a tashlumin for marav is a different reason. That's called kibul aleihem kechova. But in terms of the basic question that you're raising, I would say the following: that if we're going to say that Tfilas Arvis is a it's a mitzvah kiyumis, as you say, then certainly Tfilas Tashlumin is no less than a mitzvah kiyumis. Meaning, Tfilas Tashlumin has one up it on Ma'ariv. They're both a mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, Tfilas Tashlumin is a kiyum of tefillah. You certainly omed l'fnei hashchina and all the dinim. You know, you're not allowed to pass and this, that, and the other thing. Hefsek. Those all would apply to Tfilas Tashlumin no less than apply to any tefillah, and all the laws about erva and so on and so forth would apply. But Tfilas Tashlumin has one up it on Tfilas Arvis, because Tfilas Arvis is not coming to replace a Tfilas Chova. It's a pure Rishus from A to Z. Masha Enkein, in the case of a Tfilas Tashlumin, whether or not it's a duplicate of the original Tfilah that you forgot, or it's some sort of Chiyuv of Tfilah Acheres, but it is a Chiyuv to be Mashlim the number of Tfilas during the day. Ma'ariv, on the other hand, is from the beginning to the end, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Okay, that has to be thought about. I'll convey your mazel tov to the chief rabbi tonight. I'll tell you, it's a really beautiful shidduch. And I don't know why Byron asked me to come on time. I don't know, at the beginning. So obviously he wants to use me for something. So I better get moving, because you know where I am, the traffic starts at about this hour. You know, especially getting out of Harno. All right, everybody should have a wonderful week, and thank you very much for joining me. Just before we close, I just want to point out that if you read the Tzlach carefully, he comes to the conclusion that Tfilas Tashlumin, let's say for Mincha, for example, is a Tfilas Chova. And nevertheless, Ma'ariv, because of its Ma'ala, that it's Bizmana, is Afilu Tfilas Rishus B'Shaita Kodemes L'Tashlumin Shel Chova. So it's very interesting that it sounds like, on the face of it, then the Yehuda understood that Tfilas Tashlumin is an actual duplicate or replacement for Tfilas Chov, but yet, since it's not Peshaita, it's missing that extra element that would make it supersede Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is a Tfilas Bizmana, even though it's not a Tfilas Chov. So on the one hand, you have an advantage of Mincha, of Tashlumin for Mincha, and so far as he calls it a Tfilas Chov. And on the other hand, you have an advantage of Ma'ariv because it's a tefillah bizmano, and he says that tefillas rishus, even though it's less than a tefillas chovah, but since it's b'shaita, it has the extra element of zmano, therefore Ma'ariv comes before the tashlumin for mincha. But he definitely understood that tashlumin is a replacement, and therefore he's chayav in tashlumin. It's not a question of does he have the option of availing himself of this possibility of Tashlumin, he's obligated to do so. And that would seem to indicate that if Tfilas Tashlumin for Mincha Zachovah, it has the same status as the Tfilas Mincha that he omitted. The Rashash, on the other hand, if you take a look at his language, he says clearly Tfilas Tashlumin Eina El Rishus. The Lo Adifa Mi Tfilas Shaitei not sure what he means by Shaita, but I think he means Ma'ariv in its time period, so that if both Ma'ariv and Tfilas Tashlum for Mincha have the status of Rishus, then it makes sense that we should say that because Ma'ariv is a Tfilas Zmana, therefore it should come before Tfilas Tashlum. So if we had more time for Iyun, but we're involved in Daf Yomi, we would have to look up the Ratz Kitzvi, which is here in these pages, on page 8, and he has nafkaminas for this Chakira as to whether or not Tfilas Tashlumin is a replacement, it has the same status as the Tfilah that he missed, or it's a Tfilah Cheres, Ayin Sham, and we'll stop here.